April 10th, 2011. The following was recorded at North Branch Reformed Church in Bridgewater, New Jersey, in the United States. Please visit us online at nbrc.com.
Brothers and sisters, I welcome you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ on this exciting Sunday morning where the Carol Choir will present their musical that they've been working so hard on this year, or especially the second half of the year since the Christmas one they did for us. Will you join me in our call to worship found in your bulletins? Finally, we hear from Ephesians 6, "Be strong in the Lord." For our struggle is against the rulers, against the cosmic powers of evil. Amen. Brothers and sisters, as we're here, we pray that we might know the friendship and the love that God has for us. We pray that we might know the friendship and love of Christ's body, of the church, that as we interact with each other and as we have opportunity to be here together today, that that might be more and more evident in our own lives, that we would be friends for each other, that we would reach out and be friends for others as well. This Sunday morning, you may notice that Pastor Todd is unable to be here with us. He's seeking out the possibility of how we as a church can be friends for those in other parts of Jersey. He's headed down to Philadelphia to work with one of our church planners there to see what their ministry looks like and to explore the possibility of how we might support their ministry and seek to serve others within the New Jersey area using some of their models. So ask that you'd be in prayer for him and those that are traveling with him. And as we are reminded to be friends, let's take a moment, step outside our pews, and greet those around us. Thank you. Please grab your bulletins with me as I highlight a few of the activities that are going on within our congregation, and I'll ask you to look for further details later on your own time. The first thing I'll draw your attention to is on page 2. As you may have noticed, we've been trying to do a good job of highlighting what is the upcoming scripture verse for the next week, so that during the week you have opportunity in your own personal Bible study to prepare yourselves. So next week's sermon, Why Does God Allow Suffering? On Pastor Todd's series, A Reason for God. And the scripture passage is 1 Corinthians 12, verses 1 through 10. So remember this whole hand thing? That's the thumb, right, to encourage and give you opportunity to work on and be attentive to daily prayer and Bible reading. And turn over, if you will, with me onto page 4. Just going to highlight underneath the adult education offerings and let you know the Sunday AM study, the 10:45 class for today is not going to be meeting. So if you were planning on heading there, go grab some Starbucks or something. Or spend more time fellowshipping with other people in Fellowship Hall after this service. Maybe that's even a better option. Turn over, if you will, with me then to page 6. We're doing even numbers for some reason this morning. And underneath the women's ministries heading, first off, Easter flowers for the sanctuary. If you may or may not have noticed on your way in, I believe there are pink papers that, especially for Easter Sunday, we like to have all the different Easter lilies and give you an opportunity to provide for those, to donate in memory of a loved one. Read for more details there under that heading, how to do so and to turn in those forms. Further on down underneath the worship heading, on Holy Thursday, April the 21st, for our worship service together, we will be celebrating a Jewish Passover Seder meal, and want to encourage you all to be involved with us. However, for preparing the food, we kind of need to know how many people are going to be here. So if you're interested in joining us for that, there's a sign-up sheet in Fellowship Hall. And last, on the back page, page 7, underneath the youth heading, I'm told it's only going to be cloudy and it's not going to rain today, that our Easter egg hunt at 2 p.m. for children under the age of fourth grade and younger will be joining us, sponsored by the Senior High Youth Group. And that's open to all children here present and friends, community, you name it. We look forward to that being an exciting event. Will you join with me now in prayer as we prepare to experience and see God's word as it's acted out by our carol choir this morning? Oh God, as we have a moment to be here, as we quiet ourselves and seek to quiet our hearts and our spirits, at the same time, may we have the eager anticipation of knowing that as we gather here today that we find you, that we find your word, and that we know the new life that we celebrate this springtime and even more so this Easter season as we think of the resurrection and as we think of your love for us. Lord Jesus, we praise you and we thank you, and it's in your name that we pray, and all God's people said, amen.
God, it's Mac here. Remember me, Mac Wire? I'm the rookie on the Eagles team. You know something, God? Everything is going great today. Well, so far, I haven't missed a catch, I haven't dropped the ball, and I haven't tripped in the outfield, and I'm very happy about that. But you know what, God? I'm about to get up from bed, and I think I'm gonna need your help. All right, God? Thanks.
Mac, come on, son. You don't want to be late for your last day of spring training.
I'll be right there. Oh, P.S. God, I think I am feeling brave today. It could be. It might be. I think it's going to be my day for a home run.
With the soaring eagles in red and white, the baseball team that is dynamite. We learned some new things while training here. Suit up for Christ, put on your gear. You gotta hit to win across the home plate. A grand slam is headed your way. Keep your eye on the ball and remember your ball at the old ball game. It's a whole new ball game with Jesus. We all run straight for the prize. Look at every hit as it's your home run. Then crack that bat and run straight to the sun. We're the soaring eagles and rise above. The battles of birth through God's love. We've got nine on our team and we play like a dream at the old ball game. Baseball fever, can you feel it? Baseball fever, catch the spirit. We're the soaring eagles and red and white. The baseball team that is dynamite. We've learned some new things while training here. Suit up for Christ, put on your gear. Hit to win across the home plate. A grand slam is headed your way. Keep your eye on the ball and remember your goal at the old ball game. Baseball fever, can you feel it? Baseball fever, catch your spirit at the old ball game.
Charge! Izzy Dino.
And I'm Jackie Rollins.
And we're coming to you live from Eagle Spring Training here at Green Acres. It's the last day of training for the Eagles before the big game this afternoon.
That's right, Dizzy. Assistant Coach Goodman and the Eagles have been training intensely for 40 days and 40 nights. The coach has made it clear, before the Eagles can become effective ball players, they must deal with every temptation known to man and find victory.
And we are told, Jackie, that they find victory when they put on the armor of God. That's right, folks. It says it right here. The armor of God. Let's go to the locker room and find out what the armor of God truly is.
I am strong, so strong when I put on the armor of God, the armor of God. I can fight the fight when I put on the armor of God, the armor of God. When the fiery darts from Satan are headed my way, I'll follow Jesus, I'll draw my sword and bravely say, I have the belt of truth buckled around my waist, and the breastplate of his righteousness guards my heart when it's in place. I'll hold my shield of faith, and Satan's darts all ricochet. With my helmet on my head, I know I'm safe in the armor of God. In the armor of God. I am strong, so strong when I put on the armor of God, the armor of God. I can fight the fight when I put on the armor of God, the armor of God. When the fiery darts from Satan. draw my sword and bravely say, now my feet are fitted with the gospel of peace. I'll go wherever hope is needed, and Jesus came, I'll set men free. I'll draw my mighty sword, the words of weapon for this war. Jesus Christ is lifted up, let's crown him Lord. In the armor of God, in the armor of God.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have just witnessed the Eagles suiting up in their, quote, armor of God. I have here with me in the booth today the little rookie on the Eagles team, Mac Wire. Mac, your armor of God looks a lot like a baseball uniform to me.
Oh no, sir. It's invisible. I mean, invisible, but it's very powerful. If you have the spirit, you can see it.
Well, then I must not have your spirit, because all I see is a baseball uniform. Does you have a bat, too?
Oh, no, sir. This is my sword of the Spirit, and I have my helmet of salvation and my shield of faith.
Listen, little rookie. That's a glove, that's a hat, and that, my son's a baseball bat.
You just don't see it, do you? It's like my dad always says, it's 90% mental, and the other half is physical. Our head coach tells us to use God's word when the heat is on. Look down there. They'll show you. You just don't see it, do you?
If the Lord is our head coach, let us be reading the approach. We'll walk the walk and talk the talk when the house gets sink and knock. It's heartfelt obedience, our fruit is the evidence. We've heard the sermon on the mount. We'll play this game on solid ground. So the Lord is our head coach. We'll learn the rules our head coach wrote. I will learn God's word. I know right from wrong. I will learn God's word. That's how I am strong. When it's my turn at the plate, I'll speak God's word and friendly say, we're more than conquerors through Christ our Lord, Christ our Lord. We're more than conquerors through Christ our Lord.
Over here, sir. Two, please. Like my dad always says, A hot dog at the ballpark
is better than a steak at the Ritz.
No, it's better than Mom's meatloaf.
I'd rather eat a baseball than Mom's meatloaf.
That would be easier to chew.
Well, you could hit the meatloaf farther.
There's no meatloaf in these hot dogs, is there?
Oh, no, no.
Two, please.
Sorry, mister. I'm Haley, and this is my sister Cameron. You look like you've seen a lot of games. So tell me, which position is best? Cameron thinks shortstop is, but I think pitching is. I mean, you get to wind up all fancy and then let her in, and everyone is watching you.
Well, I've always been partial to that position over there.
Right field? You're kidding, aren't you? My dad says right field is where you put your worst player.
Well, that may be so, but that's where I played, and I played with all my heart. Saturday, summer, when I was a kid, we'd run to the ballpark, and here's what we did. We'd pick out the captains, we'd choose up the team. It was always a measure of my self-esteem. The fastest, the strongest, played shortstop and first. The last ones they picked were the worst. Now I never needed to ask. It was there, I just took up my place in right field.
Right field is always taken out. You can be awkward, you can be slow.
That's why
I'm here in right field, just watching the dandelions grow.
Playing right field can be lonely and dull. Little leagues never had lefties at all. Well, the day they'd hit one my way, they never did, but still I would pray that I wouldn't fantastic catch on the mat and not lose the ball in the sun. I'd awake from this long reverie and pray that the ball would never come out.
Here in right field, it's easy to know. You can be awkward, you can be slow.
That's why
I'm here in right field, just watching that dandelion's grow.
Off in the distance, the game's dragging on. Out on the bat, some runners are on. I don't know the inning, I've forgotten the score. Whole team is yelling, but I don't know what for. Then I'm looking at
me,
wondering what could.
What could it be?
And I look up, and a baseball falls into my glove. Here in right field, it's important to know. You gotta know how to catch, you gotta know how to throw.
That's why I'm here in right field, watching the dandelions
grow. So, Mr. Hot Dog Man, are you saying you knew you were the worst player on your team, or that you weren't as bad as you thought you were?
He's just saying that every position is important. Hey, Mr. Myers. I'll have the usual.
Hey, Mac. The usual coming right up.
You know, I was thinking, you look pretty tired. Let's see. Oh, I could help you. I could carry your tray or make change. We could sell twice as many as a team. My dad says a nickel isn't worth a dime anymore. I could double your sales.
I look tired, really. You could double my sales. If I didn't know better, I'd think you were hiding out of here. Oh, I mean scouting out of here. Just checking things out?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm watching.
Say, son, is everything all right?
Well, since you asked, I'll level with you man to man, heart to heart. Don't tell anybody, but this rookie's scared silly. I start out brave in the morning, but out here, I feel scared. I just can't.
But Mac, God, can you... What? You need to be more positive.
Okay, I'm positive. I can't.
But Mac, God can. You have all the credentials.
Me?
Yes, when someone says they can't, God says I'll use them. This game will not be won by might or by power, but God's spirit working in you. Listen, little rookie, time is short. Get out there. Your team needs you.
It takes a team. Every member says we've got a team. Yes, we all have different gifts, but the spirit leads us all. Our strength is in our unity and lives for Christ. Our call takes a team. It takes a team to play baseball. Hand in hand, heart to heart, everyone must play their part. Side by side, watch us grow. Every step will lead us around. It takes a church, when every member sins the Lord and dies a church. Yes, we all have different gifts, but the Spirit leads us all. Our strength is in our unity, the limb from rest to call. It takes a church, to reach the world. Hand in hand, heart to heart, everyone must play their part. Side by side, watch us grow. Every step will lead us. Every step will lead us.
Welcome back, sports fans. I'm Dizzy Zeno.
And I'm Jackie Rawlings.
And we're continuing our live coverage here at Green Acre Spring Training. It's the last day of training for the Eagles.
That's right, Dizzy. We are told that the Eagles have signed a well-known ball player from Mudville. Coach Goodman says this player is back and playing like never before. Let's welcome Casey back at bat.
Casey? Not the Casey from Mudville. Who's on first? What's on second? And it looks like Casey really is back at bat. I can't believe this. What's going on here?
The outlook was looking brighter for the Mudville nine that day. That was a mighty Casey, let his pride get in the way.
The score struck 4-2, with one inning to occur. With Casey safe at second, and Flynn hugging third.
Hugging third.
5,000 fans rose to their feet and they began to shout.
The Mudville Nine has got a chance with Casey, there's no doubt.
There was ease in Casey's manner as he stepped up to the plate. There was pride in Casey's stature and a smile on Casey's face.
Oh, how we love our ball game. Oh, how we love to cheer. With Casey's man, he's at the plate. We're so excited now, isn't that great?
Oh. See, it may be too bright.
He left strikes one and two goodbye and took it all in stride.
Then came a ball he thought would make the children laugh and shout.
But there was no joy in Mudville.
Mighty Casey had struck out. Take me home from this ball game. Get me out of this crowd.
Well, guess who suited up this year for scoring points for the Eagles team?
He's like a new man that at this
game. Never cease. Casey met the Lord one day when he called to Jesus Christ.
He bent his knee and said a prayer and received eternal life.
Eternal life. Oh, how sweet forgiveness was when he confessed his pride. And oh, the mercy shown to him and the joy he had inside. He often speaks of mud-filled days, but now he wears a smile.
Concern Jesus, it's truly
all been worthwhile.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe what I just saw. I have our leading sports analyst here, Ruth Babe. Ruth, what's going on? What's going on down there?
Well, this is good news, Dizzy. The world without spirit would say that Casey was finished after he struck out in Mudville. But I tell you, it's just not so when you know Jesus Christ.
But do you really think the fans are going to stand for this? I mean, Casey has loser written all over him.
I think the viewers would rather see a sermon than hear one. A changed life speaks volumes. The Lord's team is made up of players who know they are only strong with the Lord's power. They aren't picked out of performance, but because the head coach believes they can. So then they perform harder, out of gratitude.
Look, Casey's down there helping that little rookie. He's really encouraging his teammates. You wouldn't have seen this behavior in his Mudville days. Let's go down to the field and listen in.
We ever had to know to fight the good fight. All I ever need to know, I'll look to you. Yours are higher, so much higher, Lord, than I can see. But you promised if I asked, you will teach me.
Lord, I know you guide your children through their trials. Lord, I know you're on my side when you're proclaimed. Your ways are higher, so much higher, Lord, than I can see. But I know when I'm with you, I can succeed.
I know I can do it. Jesus Christ, my Lord, you are.
Lord, I place my faith in you, I sail with eagles. Lord, I place my trust in you, I skies above. Your ways are high, so much higher, Lord, than I can see. But when I'm with you, I know I see it's free.
I know I can drift to anything through Jesus Christ, my Lord. You are wondrous in all your ways, and it's you, Lord, we adore. And it's you.
Hi, I'm Jackie Rawlings, and my co-host Dizzy is, well, a little dizzy and confused. We have a few moments before the big game, and we are privileged to have Assistant Coach Goodman here with us. Coach, this has been quite a revelation to all of us. You know, this is not the way most of us would run our spring training.
Well, Jackie, I'll take that as a compliment.
Coach, what have you been doing here for 40 days and 40 nights?
Well, I've been educating the team on the rules and tools of the game. It takes obedience and discipline. The opposing team can be very deceptive on one main objective, to destroy lives.
Coach, I'm not sure we're talking about baseball anymore. Could you wrap this up for me and the viewers? What is the Eagles' mission?
Our mission is to share the good news, to get players from the other team to sign up with us, our desired.
Coach, what is your team doing down there?
Oh, they're getting on their knees.
On their knees? Is this some kind of new warm-up exercise, Coach? What are they doing now?
They're praying, Dizzy.
Praying? Here? Now? Aren't they afraid someone will hear them?
Oh, they know they're being heard. This is the most powerful exercise the Eagles will do.
Who taught them this prayer?
Let's just say the Eagles' head coach. You see, the best players are the ones who spend the most time with their head coach. They're the ones who will play the game completely sold out to him.
Our Father, up in heaven, how we honor your holy name.
Our Father, up in heaven, how we honor your holy name.
May your kingdom come, may your will be done, here on earth as it is in heaven.
May your kingdom come, may your will be done.
ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the opening game of the Soaring Eagle. Up against the big guy, the Prince of Darkness. Are you ready for an afternoon of baseball? I hope you are. Would you welcome our little rookie, McGuire? Play ball!
Let's go on a game day. Darkness man and learn to play. But the first pitch was a curve, and he was not. Strike one. He said, battle boss, put the pitcher in the eye. Hey, Pokemon! So he gave him a wink and said, let's see what you can do.
Strike two.
Gonna keep your eye on the ball. Swing straight and true and follow through. Don't be afraid, whatever the call. Because you're never alone. Our coach is there to cheer us on. It's a wind-up. Here comes the ball. Gotta pray and swing. Watch until it's going, going. It's gone home, home, home run. We need a home run. Home, home, home run.
You know, life can be like a baseball game. We're on the same team, but we're not all the same.
That's why we have to learn to play together.
I am joining this team, sit on the bench. I'm going deep, I'm swinging for the fence.
I got some friends on this, I gotta get home. Keep your eye on the ball. Swing straight and true and follow through. Don't be afraid, whatever the call. Because you're never alone. Our coach is there to cheer us on. It's a wind-up. Here comes the ball. Gotta pray and swing. Watch it till it's going, going. It's gone. Home. 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 Home run. We need a home run. Home. Home. Home run.
We are not the first to play this game or stand over this plate. We are surrounded by the legacy that's sitting in the stands. You can see them waving their hands, saying,
go, go, all the way.
This is it, deep. Let's see it. In front of me, in my face. And
home
run for Matt
Meyer. Yeah.
Battlefield. Is your armor on? Home, 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 run. We got
I think Ed just told you all to get off the stage, but I'm going to tell you to come back on the stage so we can clap for you and give thanks one more time. We're thankful for all of the time and effort that you all have put in. With Ed, you're directing, with all the your parents that made it possible for you to be here, and all the different things that went into making this happen this morning. I think we would all say that we were blessed to hear your message this morning, and even the challenge, right? You know, this has been the practice, or this has been the game, but you know, we've got to put our armor on and need to be prepared for the challenges and walking this faith that we profess. So as we continue to do that, or seek to do that, as we do typically on Sunday mornings, and I'll really try to make this transition natural, but it's not going to be at all. Now is the time where we have an opportunity to give thanks, to use the gifts that God has given to us to bless and to serve God through our ministry. So I'm going to ask our ushers to come forward now as we give of our tithes and offerings. And if you're a guest here with us today, don't feel any need to have to give, but all the gifts that we give are seeking to glorify God.
It's cold outside, or is that just the chill I feel inside from standing here, steeping in my shame? I can't deny that I'm surrounded by the very thing you freed me from. That's why I can't come home. I don't know where I turned around from chasing what I always found complete in me, more than I could dream. I don't know why I can't remain safe here where I always came to meet with you, and you always met with me. And you're still here waiting. After all that I have done, but I cannot say the one time I returned and you had turned away, your love never fails. I don't know where I turned around from chasing what I always found complete in me, more than I could dream. Don't know why I can't remain safe here where I always came to meet with you, and you always met with me, and you're still here waiting. I can run into your arms. And I don't know where I turned around from chasing what I always found complete in me, more than I could dream. I don't know why I can't remain safe here where I always came to meet with you. You always met with me.
you pray with me, please. We sing Alleluia to, O Lord, to you, O Lord, giving thanks and praise for these gifts that you have given to us, whether they be financially or otherwise, praying, O God, that as we heard the message from our carol choir today, that we would use them to serve you on your mission field that surrounds us wherever we go every day. And we pray all this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and all God's people said, Amen. You may be seated. We bring to God our prayers that we as a church family can give thanks for and also to walk alongside one another in our areas of need. We are thankful especially for the children of NBRC and the carol choir today. Brothers and sisters, what else would you like to thank God for today? For a 45th wedding anniversary. Thanks be to God. For Judy Schwarz's 51st birthday yesterday. For the Easter egg hunt today. For grandparents being here today. Give thanks for Mr. Stutz and all of his leadership. Daughter's 23rd birthday this week. For Mom's birthday today, happy birthday, Judy. And we bring to God our concerns as well. We pray for Carol Caulfield and Charles Loving struggling with cancer. We pray for a brother-in-law, Wayne Wilson, testing for a throat infection that's not healing. What else, brothers and sisters, would you like to ask God for today? Safe travels for Will's parents. Safety for Craig Kasucci in his time serving in Iraq. Prayers for the Ways and Connor family on the loss of their son this week. Prayers for friends back in Brazil who lost children this week. Continuing to pray for Japan with the new earthquake this week. Prayers for Wyatt Fleming, who many of you have heard we've been continuing to pray for in our youngest youth group did some fundraising for, as he a two-year-old boy struggling with liver cancer. And I don't think it's printed in our bulletins, but I think even though Kayla did a nice job with the Lord's Prayer, we will combine all these prayers together and say the Lord's Prayer together as Jesus taught us and prays with us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Should my heart
gives place to sighing. When hope within me dies, I draw the closer to him. The memory sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
Brothers and sisters, this is our promise that God watches over us, that God holds us in his hands and watches over us in our times of need and cares and provides for us. Carol Choir, you want to come up and join me for the benediction? All the rest of you, please join hands with those around you. And whoever you are, and wherever you go in God's wide world, remember this, that Jesus goes with you, before you to prepare your path, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, beneath you in troubled times to carry you, but most importantly within you, to give you his abiding and abundant peace, now and forevermore. And all God's people said, amen.
You've been listening to a production of the North Branch Reformed Church in Bridgewater, New Jersey, in the United States. To connect with us online, visit nbrc.com. Thanks for listening.